Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There's a man open left side. Court. Touchdown!
Yes!
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Intern Kevin.
Straight from the sidelines, our very own sideline reporter, Intern Kevin, is here with everything that's going on in the sports world. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
What's up, bro?
What up, bro?
What up, bro?
All right, so what do you got brewing for us in the sports world today?
Washington Nationals star Bruce Harper came from behind to win the 2018 home run derby last night in front of his hometown crowd. Down 18-9 home runs in the final round, Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarber. Bryce hit 9 home runs in 10 swings to tie. Then he hit the bonus time ball over the center field fence for the win.
Kevin, if these guys can hit 18 home runs, why don't they just do that in every game?
The pressure is on for them during the game. You have no one playing against you.
This is just funsies.
Right. Yeah, like kind of like golf when you hit it on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Just putt it.
That's for funsies? That's
not
that doesn't count.
Where you just hit it out in the driving.
Oh, you mean like if you go to Topgolf?
Yeah. What's that called?
Driving range.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So with the difference between obviously going actual golfing and doing all 18 holes, and that's just a driving range, you're just going out there just to hit it, see how far it goes, high five and
share
beers.
Share some brewskis.
Right. Okay. So the home run derby's very similar to that.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're eating wings just like at Topgolf back in the dugout.
I mean, peanuts.
Because it's baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Golf is wings.
Golf is wings.
Of course.
The official food of golf.
All right, straight sports with intern Kevin.
It was on this day in 1941, Jim DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio goes hitless against the Indians to end the longest hitting streak in baseball history. DiMaggio got at least one hit in 56 consecutive games.
You sound like you broke during that game.
Yeah. Like we had to recharge your battery.
When I see Italian words, I just break down.
Whoa, what a racist.
No, because of heartbreak.
Why?
What?
What happened?
One time in basketball.
Where's this story going?
And the Italian girl. We lost the team because of her.
What?
What, really? The team went missing?
Yeah.
Because you lost the entire team.
Yeah, we did. We lost the entire team because they all went head over heels for this Italian girl. And every time we ate pasta, we cried.
Okay, wow. And so does that also force you to
drink more brewskis?
No, turn the name Joe into Jim?
That's my dyslexia.
All right.
Concussions from baseball, football, and swimming.
You got swimming concussions?
Deep side swimming.
What is that?
You go under pressure, and your head gets spinny.
That's happened before. All right, straight sports with intern Kevin.
Less than a year after having a baby, tennis star Serena Williams just fell short of winning her 8th career Wimbledon title on Saturday, losing to Angelique Kerber in the final round. She missed the tournaments, and she said, "For all the moms out there, I was playing for you today."
Did you see the open letter that her, I think, fiance wrote about her loss?
No, I just watched
the
sports.
Oh my God, it was beautiful.
He only cares about sports.
I only care about sports. I don't care about love.
Right.
Right.
Brewski's wings.
Or any of the backstory of Wimbledon.
I know Wimbledon.
I'm saying you do. I know you do.
It's a title that's prestigious tennis players.
I know you only care about the sports part of it, but aren't you impressed that somebody less than a year after having a baby made it to Wimbledon?
Well, it's Serena Williams.
What does that mean?
She's amazing.
Right? Oh. So you're saying she doesn't deserve any credit because she's one of the best tennis players?
No. She's great.
Oh, God.
As a tennis player, do you think that less than a year after you had a baby, you'd be able to make it to Wimbledon?
Absolutely not. Did you see how big that baby Serena Williams came out?
No.
What?
It was a whole 6 pounds, I think.
That's very small.
Came out 8 pounds. I was a butterball.
Six is less than eight.
I know.
So the baby was small.
Yeah, but she has an athletic body.
The baby does already?
No, Serena Williams. So it must have hurt even more coming out.
Oh God.
Did you guys get concussions over the World Cup series?
Swimming.
I got a concussion from this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.